still think that there's definitely a place in black metal for traditional aesthetics, as long as it's done correctly. Coarse paint, theatrical live shows, you know, that sort of thing. It's a part of our history, and it's never going to go away. But it's definitely, in the last few years, taken a lot of turns. You either have someone that is just so comically over-dramatic, over-theatrical, or then you have this shift to more palpable aesthetics with a lot of bands that maybe didn't grow up with the first or second wave of black metal, but got into it at a later time in their lives. Mm-hmm. And then you get bands that come out with their own interpretation of black metal. And I'm not going to say that any form is more legitimate than the other, because that's not my place. I'm not judge and jury as far as what is and what isn't black metal. I can certainly sit and scowl at a lot of these bands, and I can mock them, but at the end of the day, my opinion doesn't matter. It's their opinion on what they do. They have to be satisfied with their presentation, their overall atmosphere. And if they are, then, you know, hey, kudos to them. You know, keep doing what you're doing as long as you feel passionate about it. But it's just not for me.
When you're writing for Krieg, as I mentioned before, you were one of the pivotal forefront American black metal artists. How do you keep your work in Krieg uncontaminated from what's been going on, that, let's just say, within the last 10 years in the black metal scene? And do you still consider Krieg a black metal band?
I don't know if I do stay uncontaminated from a lot of the things that are going on. And part of that has to do with the fact that my listening habits are all over the map. And if you listen to enough things that are outside of black metal, eventually that's going to subconsciously absorb in, and you're going to take parts of what you're passionate about, and that's going to come through in your work.
Mm-hmm.
So there's definitely influences from crust-punk and post-punk, industrial, noise, folk, whatever, even certain classic rock in what I do. I would still call Krieg a black metal band, but we've never been a black metal band in the traditional satanic aspect. It's always been more about nihilism and like I said earlier, personal darkness versus any kind of glorification of a spirit or any kind of mocking of imaginary friends. It's just not really ever been on my agenda. I feel that there's a lot of bands that do take Orthodox Satanism or devil worship or, you know, whatever term you want to use, and they do it a lot better than anything that I could do, because they actually believe this shit, whereas it's not something that's in my spectrum of beliefs. And it's not that I think that it's wrong. I just don't care. If they believe it, then that's you know, their lives. They have to live it. It's just never really been a concern of mine. I definitely respect a lot of these bands. I feel that a lot of them have produced great music and incredible atmospheres throughout the years. So, in that sense, I don't know if I could call Krieg a black metal band anymore. At the same time, it is black metal, because black metal to me is how I define it. It doesn't have to be anybody else's rule book, and I don't really want to put any other kind of label on it, like post-black metal or post-rock, hugging metal or any of that shit, or Cascadian or any of those terms, because that's just marketing. That's not a description of the music.
Right.
That doesn't describe how you feel when you listen to it. Post anything doesn't, you know, it doesn't describe a fucking anything. These are just terms that academics that have come up with because they can't make music themselves, so they'll either criticize it or they will write about it in a scholastic manner, which takes all of the personality and any kind of human element out of it and just turns it into another commodity.
Well put, man. You know, well put. When you're writing music in general, as you mentioned before, you have so many diverse musical tastes. And as an artist, that is really, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that's essential, because to stay somewhat boxed in really limits your artistic capability. Your diverse musical taste, is that why you have all these other different projects, like, as we mentioned before, Twilight and then Lithotome? Is that way of, is this a way of you musically expressing yourself with all these influences and everything that you're taking in?
Part of it definitely is the fact that I'm not the Ramones, I'm not Motorhead, I don't want to write the same record over and over again.
Right.
And those are bands that works for. You know, you pick up a new Motorhead record and you know exactly what you're going to get, or at least you hope you know what you're going to get. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get that. And it's great. And it's really full of a lot of emotion and a lot of just exactly what you need out of a band like that. But personally, if I were to do the same record over and over again, sure, it would satisfy some fans, but I get bored easily. And I'm always trying to grow as a writer and as a musician. Whether or not that comes through, you know, that's not really for me to say. Another aspect of me doing so many projects is I've been fortunate enough that I have some very good relationships with some very talented and creative people, and if they approach me about working together and it's something that I can see being artistically and emotionally satisfying for myself, then I'm going to take the opportunity. And I've been lucky enough that a lot of people have approached me to do various projects and contributions and collaborations, and that's kind of how this just well of other bands and other collaborations I'm involved with have sprung up.
Are you always amazed when you're working with these other talented artists? Like, for instance, just to mention a few, you've worked with The Body, which those guys are amazing. You've mentioned before also Thurston Moore. I mean, do you find yourself creatively not only rediscovering new artistic terrain, but also refilling your creative tank? And is it exciting for you and refreshing where, you know, it's a new thing that you're doing, so you have that vibrant creative energy, whereas if you're kind of just doing the same thing over and over again, it becomes mundane, boring, and eventually dead?
Getting to work with people like that is challenging to me. It causes me to force my mind to take in, be receptive to new ideas, and I'm almost a student when I work with a lot of these people, because I watch them work and I learn new ways of going about things and new ways to look at things.
Yeah.
And so through that, it's incredibly satisfying, and it's definitely probably my personal favorite aspect of being a musician, is getting to work with other people that have so many different backgrounds and ideas and ways of going about things. And it's really interesting for me to be able to interpret their work with how I would go about things, and then vice versa, seeing how I would take something to the table and see how they would run with it.
Who has been your favorite artist? I know this is really a hard question, but who would you say you've really learned from immensely and enjoyed, and rediscovered something about yourself artistically due to collaborating with this artist?
No, that's easy. Jeff Whitehead.
Really?
Without a doubt. Yeah, he's taught me so many new ways to go about things and different ways to look at music that I might have come to on my own eventually, but probably not. He's probably been the greatest professor as far as just watching how he records, how he writes, how he thinks, and then the exchange of ideas between him and others and him and myself. Out of anybody that I've worked with, I would drop everything that I'm doing to work with him again on
yeah.
something. It's just that important to me.
That must be so rewarding, man, when you're actually working with, I don't want to use the word mentor, but I mean, that's the word that's coming to my mind. When you're working with someone that can not only elevate you as an artist, but just open up the horizons and teach you shit, man, that's got to be awesome.
Oh, yeah, and I would definitely use the word mentor. That's a perfect term for it. I've been fortunate enough to have several. It's almost like I never left any kind of schooling because I'm constantly working with people who are teaching me.